The report called Time to Lead, the Need for Excellence in Higher Public Education, released by the Department of Higher Education, outlined the growing role of public colleges and universities in Massachusetts, the unpreparedness of high school graduates, and the adaptations public institutions must make to educate state residents towards the future Massachusetts economy. Commissioner of Higher Ed Richard Freeland said now public schools are playing a more important role in a state where private universities often dominated the landscape of higher learning. Freeland said that public universities now have the responsibility of training a new workforce for the Massachusetts innovation economy.
We're heading towards a time when two-thirds to three-quarters of the working people in Massachusetts are going to need to have some form of college degree. And so you ask yourself the question, where is that college-educated workforce going to come from?
Freeland also noted that students that attend public universities are more likely to stay in Massachusetts than students attending private institutions.
These are people who are likely to live in the state, make their lives in the state, make their livings in the state, much more so than graduates of our great private institutions who are much more likely to leave the state and go back to their homes.
Cynthia Brown, Vice President for Academic Affairs at the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts in North Adams, said that MCLA is doing its part to educate students in the areas highlighted as important for the future economy.
Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. We have seen a very marked uptick of number of students declaring majors in one of the STEM fields. And because of our leadership position in the STEM network and in STEM planning for the state as well as for the county, this is, again, very much knit into the fabric of what we're doing as an institution.
Brown also mentioned MCLA's work to support education in the creative economy, a factor that is a driving force in the Berkshires. Michael Bullock, Vice President for Student Affairs at Berkshire Community College, addressed the report's call for insurance of higher graduation rates at community colleges and the issue of a lack of college readiness for one-third of graduating high school seniors throughout Massachusetts.
Locally, one of the things we've done in the last few years is BCC has gone into each of the public high schools in the county and done assessment testing and then worked with some of the math and English faculty at the college and the schools to align curriculum so that students coming directly from the high schools are better prepared to jump in and are either at college level or closer to college level.
Bullock also mentioned a series of grants funded by the United States Department of Labor to the 15 community colleges in Massachusetts, too.
To work specifically with developing programs that may bring people in at certificate level or even non-credit work and help them sort of begin there and build their aspirations toward a college degree. It's designed especially to work with people who have been displaced or underemployed, and so we're working as a system in those areas, and it's pretty exciting work.
The Time to Lead report is part of the Vision Project, a program that is reevaluating the Commonwealth's needs and future pathways for the state's public education system. More information can be found linked to our website at wamc.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.